From Seoul, Korea, KBS World Radio News Today starts right now.
On today's broadcast, the presidential office condemns last week's attack on the South Korean-operated cargo ship HMM Namu in the Strait of Hormuz. The KOSPI surpasses the 7,800 mark for the first time on the back of major tech stocks. And the government plans to give out its second round of payouts to the bottom 70% of income earners next week to help mitigate the impact of rising global oil prices. This is KBS World Radio News. I'm Daniel Chan. Seoul's foreign ministry says two aerial objects struck the HMM Namu last week, causing an explosion and a fire. The ministry disclosed the findings on Sunday after a multi-agency investigation to determine what exactly happened to the South Korean-operated ship in the Strait of Hormuz. Kim Bum-soo reports.
South Korean investigators have concluded that an attack on the stern of the HMM Namu caused the explosion on the vessel last week. Foreign Ministry spokesman Park Il briefed reporters on the findings on Sunday, saying two aerial objects were captured by the ship's surveillance camera.
Based on a detailed on-site investigation, surveillance camera footage, and interviews with the captain, it was confirmed that at around 3:30 p.m. local time on May 4, two unidentifiable aerial objects struck the outer plating of the port side stern ballast tank of the HMM Namu about a minute apart.
The ministry released photos of the 38,000-ton cargo ship with the port side of its stern torn open, revealing the damage 5 meters wide and 7 meters deep.
CCTV 영상에서 해당 비행체가 포착되었으나
The aerial objects in question were captured on the surveillance camera footage, but there are limitations in confirming the entity that launched it, the exact model, and its physical dimensions. We plan to conduct further analysis of the engine debris recovered from the site.
엔진 잔해 등을 추가 분석할 예정입니다.
While Seoul is opting not to draw any conclusions on who was behind the attack, Iranian ambassador to South Korea Zaid Kuzechi was seen entering the foreign ministry just before the briefing Sunday. Asked why the ambassador was there, the South Korean spokesperson said the government wanted to share its findings with the envoy. The explosion took place last Monday while the South Korean-operated cargo ship was anchored in waters off the United Arab Emirates in the Strait of Hormuz, carrying 24 crew members. No casualties were reported. Kim Bum-soo, KBS World Radio News.
The presidential office has condemned last week's attack on the HMM Namu in the Strait of Hormuz. National Security Advisor Wee Sung-nak unveiled the stance on Monday in a press conference, decrying the strike on the HMM Namu as an act of aggression against a civilian vessel. Saying such unjustified attacks cannot be tolerated, Wee said that further investigation is needed to determine the exact nature of the two objects that struck the ship and who launched them. He said it is unlikely that a mine or torpedo was involved, considering the pattern of the damage. He said South Korea will work with other countries to prevent similar incidents and will also work with the international community to ensure freedom of navigation in the Strait of Hormuz. The Iranian embassy in South Korea says it has no official position regarding Seoul's findings that strikes by two unidentified airborne objects caused an explosion and fire aboard the HMM Namu. Responding to a written KBS inquiry on where it stands on the matter, the embassy said on Monday it currently holds no official stance regarding Seoul's findings or its earlier denial of Iranian involvement. Last Wednesday, the embassy denied a statement that the Iranian government and the military had any involvement in damaging the HMM Namu. Iranian ambassador to South Korea Said Kuzechi, who was summoned by Seoul's foreign ministry on Sunday after the investigation outcome was disclosed, said he had discussed general issues concerning the accident with the South Korean side. The ministry has said it will not prejudge who is to blame for the attacks and that it intends to communicate with Iran and the United States.
You are now listening to the news from KBS World Radio's News Center in Seoul, Korea.
The benchmark Korea Composite stock price index surpassed the 7,800 mark for the first time Monday on the back of major tech stocks. The combined market capitalization of listed companies also exceeded 7 quadrillion won. Andrew Jung has more.
The KOSPI began the day on a high note and finished it on a higher note. The benchmark gauge pierced the 7,800 mark early in the session, rising by more than 5% at one point and almost reaching the 7,900 mark. As trading heated up, a buy-side sidecar was activated during intraday trading, making Monday the eighth day this year the mechanism has been triggered. The index rose 324 point to 4 points, or 4.32%, to close at 7,822.24. The KOSPI has rallied more than 80% this year, surpassing the 7,000 mark for the first time on Thursday last week. It is now on the cusp of notching 8,000. Also on Monday, the combined market capitalization of listed companies exceeded the 7 quadrillion won mark for the first time. The gains were partly driven by surges in tech stocks in New York, which drove purchases of South Korean memory shares. Individual investors and institutions were net buyers, acquiring 3.5 trillion won worth of shares. Foreign investors were also net buyers, acquiring a similar amount of shares. SK Hynix rose by more than 11%, reaching 1,888,000 won per share, while Samsung Electronics jumped 6.33% to 285,500 won. Andrew Jung, KBS World Radio News.
Exports during the first 10 days of May reached a new high despite the war in Iran, thanks to the continued upswing in semiconductor shipments. According to provisional data from the Korea Customs Service released Monday, exports jumped 43.7% from a year earlier to stand at $18.4 billion between May 1st and the 10th. Shipments of semiconductors jumped 149.8% to $8.5 billion, increasing their share of total exports to 46.3%. During the 10-day period, imports grew 14.9% to $16.7 billion. In particular, imports of crude oil, gas, and coal grew 8.9%, largely due to a weak Korean won and surge in global oil prices. The government will begin its second round of payouts to the bottom 70% of income earners next week, with the aim of mitigating harm to the public amid soaring global oil prices stemming from the crisis in the Middle East. Relevant ministries announced the details Monday, saying the payouts will range from 100,000 won, or around $68, to 250,000 won per person, with amounts at the higher end of the range allocated for those residing outside the capital area or in regions with population decline. Approximately 36 million people will be eligible for the payouts based on household national health insurance contributions as of March 2026, after the first round was distributed to single parents, people near the poverty line, and recipients of basic social assistance benefits. Households with family members whose aggregate property tax base surpassed 1.2 billion won in 2025, or whose total financial income exceeded 20 million won in 2024, will be excluded, with the total number of people excluded estimated at 2.5 million. Samsung Electronics and its largest labor union have begun intensive post-mediation procedures to resolve wage and collective agreement disputes. Negotiators representing labor and management at the company gathered Monday morning at the National Labor Relations Commission in Sejong City. Amid stalled negotiations and an impending full-scale strike, the two sides agreed to resume the mediation process, with the commission serving as arbitrator. And that's the news from KBS World Radio's News Center in Seoul. This has been Daniel Chen.